And there you are. And here we are. A very good morning to you. Welcome along to Saturday's edition of the Bromley Get-Together. Yes, the Bromley Saturday Morning Get-Together, to give it its official title. Being presented this morning by Last Minute Mick. Yeah, I think that's my name, really, because I tend to leave everything to the last minute. And in this case, it was literally the last few seconds. Even though I've been in the studio here for at least half an hour. So how was your week? How was your Easter? Yes, and perhaps you're still on holiday during the Easter break here, or which we've just had. But if you're at school, and of course, you might even be one of our MPs. So you're in recess, so effectively, it's your Easter holidays. Well, on today's broadcast, well, I say broadcast because, and I mentioned this morning, because we're live on a Saturday morning here at 10 a.m. And of course, this is repeated on a Monday morning at 10 a.m. And of course, wherever you are, whenever you can listen to this as a podcast from your podcast providers. Just look for Bromley Radio. And yes, the website is still being built, so there's not been much movement, not been any programming as such to talk about, but we do have our regular programs here on Bromley Radio, and I will tell you about those as we progress. But now, level 42. Level 42. And Forever Now. Would you like to live forever? I don't think I would. People say, oh, to be like 20 something or 40 something. Not me. Means I've got to go for it all again. Same.
Email in to BromleyRadio@gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
Ah, yes. The House Martins now. One of our feathered friends. That's the House Martins there, and Bill, a very good morning to you.
Hello.
And hope you're doing all right this morning. Yes, there's some House Martins there. It sounded better in rehearsals. Rehearsals, yeah, right. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we're all fired up here on our social medias. Yes, we're all over those. We have a fabulous Bromley Radio Facebook group page. And thank you for joining that, if you're a new joiner to that. The more, the merrier, of course, as we bring Bromley together. Together, yes. And the last time we spoke with you was, well, it was this time last week, but it was before the clocks went forward. How did that go for you? Did your clock go forward for you? Automatically, that is. Because it does on your phone, doesn't it? And it does, I suppose, on some other appliances. I know the recorder, telly recorder thing, that does that, yeah. And what else? My central heating system. That manages to jump forward in the spring and fall back in the autumn there with the timings on the clock, so I don't have to alter that. I always remember I'd get a phone call Sunday morning. My dad, Mick, could you come round here and do our central heating clock for us? So yes, that had to be done manually. But I'm pleased to report all went well here. Hope it did for you. I am stuck though with the clock on the cooker, which is only ever correct 6 months of the year, because I couldn't work out how to wind it forward or put it back. So that's our clock experience here. Hope it went well for you. I am liking the longer, lighter evenings.
Searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred and misery? Oh yeah, and each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing troubled time. My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes, sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusting? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony. Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just make me want to cry. So what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
What's that peace? More peace and love. It's just for the children of a new generation.
So where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony.
Brinsley Schwartz and What's So Funny About Peace and Love and Understanding. Well, what a week we've had this week. It's typical April weather now, isn't it, with the old April showers. Yes, I've been thwarted by wanting to do things out in the garden and then it starts raining, you know how it goes.
Downhill the river leads to sea. And in this sticky heat I feel you open up to me. Love comes out of nowhere, baby, just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain, and it feels like rain. Lying here underneath stars, right next to you, and I'm wondering who you are, and how do you do, how do you do, baby? Clouds rolling across the moon, and the wind, and it feels like rain, and it feels like rain.
Buddy Guy, Bonnie Raitt, Feels Like Rain. Yes. And you might remember this one. This is Bruce Ruffin and Rain. Not that it's raining today. Just saying.
Listen to the pouring rain. Listen to it pour. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain on that lonely listen to it fall. And with every drop of rain, I can hear you call. Call my name right out loud. I can hear above the clouds, and I'm here among the borders. You and I together huddled. Listen to the falling rain, listen to it rain.
On your smart speaker and on your digital device, this is Bromley Radio.
All right, Whitney Houston. On the get together here. Whitney Houston and How Will I Know. And earlier on, we mentioned our Facebook group page and our roving reporter on all things ULEZ is Gemma, and she posted a link there to a video. This was something that happened yesterday, and I think we will play it here and now.
Here outside City Hall, a silent vigil paying tribute to all the young people who've tragically been fatally stabbed in London since 2016. It's a total of 160, but these are not just statistics. They are individuals with their own lives and stories.
The signs show the names and ages of each person under the age of 20 to have been lost to stabbing. Shockingly, it's not just teenagers. There are young children here too. Bromley councillor Simon Forthrop said they arranged this to highlight the problem of knife crime in London.
It started off because a young lad called Max Moy Wheatley was stabbed in the ward that I represent on Bromley Council. And so that got me thinking about what's been happening and talking to other people about it. For example, the unborn child was basically when the mother was stabbed and she was 8 months pregnant and the child was killed as well. I mean, that is horrific.
Forthrop added that these signs only cover lives lost to stabbings. They don't include shootings, and they also don't include people who have survived. Police have recorded an increasing number of knife or sharp instrument offences over the last decade, with 9,700 in 2015 to 2016, up to a peak of nearly 16,000 recorded incidents before the pandemic. There was a drop during the lockdowns, but figures have continued rising again since then. One mother said she got a message from her son 3 years ago, saying he'd been attacked as he was returning home from a music rehearsal.
When it happened and I got a text from my son, "Mummy, I've been stabbed," and I'm getting quite emotional. "I've been stabbed, I froze and I couldn't breathe." It took me a long time for it to sink in and then just appreciate the fact that he is alive.
A young man said he remembered old friends as he looked at the names.
A couple of them I went to school with. One of the names on the floor, he was interested in bikes, like all day, every day bikes. So to see his name there, it was quite shocking as well.
And another student said things have changed a lot since she was little, with teenagers encouraged to become gang members through the influence of drill rap and drug dealers.
They listen to these drill songs like Heady One and other people, and they're just in love with it, and I think it's really bad. A lot needs to change. Like, these older men groom children and tell them, if you drop off this pack, you'll get loads of money, and then it comes to the point where they can't come out of it.
And her mother said that knife crime is a real worry for her.
I've got two teenage sons and two younger ones, and it's a real worry. Thankfully, none of my children have experienced it themselves, and this has really hit home. We sat and laminated these the other day, and just going through them and the sheer impact of the names, seeing them names, these are real people, these are people's children, seeing the ages, as you say, an unborn baby, a four-year-old, you know, and not just one, you know, it's frightening. Let alone none of these people here, 21 is a milestone, and none of these people here made it to 21.
Those at the vigil say these victims should not be forgotten, and that knife crime in London must be brought down, and ideally brought to an end. Malcolm Hudson, NTD News, London.
Yes, quite sobering, really, and thank you there. That was our ULEZ reporter Gemma there, but obviously attending the vigil there with Councillor Simon Thorthrop, who organised it. And well done to you, Simon, and yes, it's very tragic. John and Vangelis, I hear you now. My perception of time this morning just seems to be going very quick. And already we are at that point in the broadcast where we get to the number one songs this week from 1964, 74, 84 and 1994. There are a couple of changes this week. But last week's number one is this week's number one.
God, for me, love, love. That makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles. Number one this week, the same as last week as well. Yes, second week number one on the charts this week, 1964. And this week in 1974, the very optimistic Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
Ah, Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun. And I don't know why, but I thought that might have been out later in the year. I didn't realise it was out in April. So, yes, the very optimistic Terry Jacks. Obviously, they were missing the sun then this week in 1974. And this week, number one,
1984 was. Times I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You know just what to say.
so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello.
Hello.
I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
And everything changed, because number one this week in 1994, it was Take That and Everything Changes.
Just one more kiss, please.
Take That and Everything Changes. Number one this week, back in 1994, knocking off that Dupe song by Dupe. And to be honest with you, I think I changed the D to a P as far as that particular song was concerned. But anyway, well done, Take That. Everything Changes. Indeed it does. Well, that's it. There is no more. Thank you very much for listening to this on a Saturday morning. And of course, if you're listening to this on a Monday, then it's a replay. So thank you for listening to that as well. 10 a.m. Monday morning. And of course, you can listen to this anywhere at any time as a podcast. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing as you listen to this, thank you very much as well for listening to this as a podcast. And on Bromley Radio, Saturday morning, 11 a.m, it's Loretta Wright with the Little Big Show. Yes, Loretta Wright, the lady responsible for life in Bromley and life in Orpington, and she's about to give birth to another one, life in Beckenham. Yes, yeah, so she'll have triplets. All right, till the next time, thanks very much for being there. Ta-ra.